Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for a new day. And you, hallelujah. Just reading this morning about the bigness of you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that you met us and you called us that we could get to know you. And we are getting to know you and experiencing you more and more because you, just reading this morning again, just made us realize. And I stumble with words, but just thinking like we are nil on a contract without you. You everything and you everywhere. And so it's so beautiful. It's so wonderful just understanding that and knowing that we play a part. I think of the head of the body. I think of the you complete all things. I think of the parable of the vine and the branches and how we play a part as we tapped into you. So thank you for this great revelation and thank you for your goodness towards us and that you're not separate from us, that you are there to be a open up the Godhead and to make everything beautiful for us and for mankind and for this world in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, greetings. Danita's going to do the readings.
Colossians 1, verse 15 to 19. He is the divine portrait, the true likeness of the invisible God, and the firstborn heir of all creation. For in him was created the universe of things, both in the heavenly realm and on the earth, all that is seen and all that is unseen. Every seat of power, realm of government, principality, and authority, it all exists through him and for his purpose. He existed before anything was made, and now everything finds completion in him. He is the head of his body, which is the church, and since he is the beginning and the firstborn heir in the resurrection, he is the most exalted one, holding first place in everything, for God is satisfied to have all his fullness dwelling in Christ.
You're powerful, eh? Yeah. And this makes me just feel so sorry for all these people that have put him out of the agenda. That's, you know, because when anything's anti-Christ and it's not according to the word, Jesus is the word made flesh, you are robbed, you are lost, you are going nowhere. And John 15 comes to mind. You know, he says that my father is the owner of the garden, yeah? And I am the vine, and you are my branches. And then we see as branches, we partake of him, we draw from him, we ask, so we desire, we ask, and it is given to us, and we bear much fruit. But then in the passage, I'll send it now, we see that if you don't put him into the agenda and you're not in him and his word doesn't abide in you, you will be like a branch that starts withering, that's dying, you're starting to die, and then you get picked up. Who'd you get picked up by? By the others that are not in him, and that you get picked up because you making yourself cheap, you're making yourself common, and then you also picked up. Well, who initiates this turning away? Who initiates darkness? The devil and his powers, the spirits at work in sons of disobedience. So you joining yourself up to the spiritual realm that is going to land up in the lake of fire. And that's exactly what happens. You start dying more, and you get picked up and you get thrown into the fire. Can you see there? There's the picture. Why? Because you're not seeing the king of the whole wide world. You're not seeing the author of everything, and then also the perfecter. You're not seeing the one that is there to complete and bring to pass every. Why everything was made. Everything made is coming to completion in him. And that's why Jesus has been reigning these last 2,000 years to bring about a close, to bring the fullness of the Godhead to rule supremely as it is in heaven. So, hallelujah, brothers and sisters, stay rooted, stay in tune, developing on schedule. And Lord, we just pray for these that are blind and being deceived by the devil to be cast away and then picked up and thrown into the fire. We pray for them, Father God, because there's still time. We were all in the same boat. But thank you, Lord, that you called us, you met us, and you working mightily with us, causing us to arise and shine in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.